This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This message is brought to you by Abercrombie & Fitch. I've been ready for summer for a while, and now it's finally time for summer outfits. With a trip coming up, the A&F Vacation Shop has me covered. Abercrombie really knows how to do a lightweight outfit. Their tees, sweater polos, and linen blend shorts never miss. I wear Abercrombie denim year-round. Their shorts are no different and have the comfort I need for summer. Prep for your next trip with the A&F Vacation Shop. Get their newest arrivals in-store, online, and in the app.
To you live
from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
He's possibly the most famous broadcaster ever.
Rich Eisen.
But Justin Fields' best superpower may just be him internalizing everything and not externalizing a damn thing.
Earlier on the show, ESPN MLB insider Jeff Passan, 49ers tight end George Kittle, X Games gold medalist, skateboarder Deshaun Jordan. Coming up, Greenlight podcast host and two-time Super Bowl champion Chris Long. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. We've got first 2 hours, a lot of fun. We just chatted with an X Games skateboarder. We just had Deshaun Jordan in studio. You can see him do his thing on the X Games Salt Lake City that's going to be streaming for free right here on the Roku channel starting on June 27th. So there's that. And then we chatted with our friend Jeff Passan in hour one about all the baseball news that's happening with Ohtani starting tonight. You know, he said that look for Ohtani to only maybe go a couple of innings.
Yeah, interesting.
What he thought,
yeah.
Which sounds like a bullpen game to me, but who knows with him?
You want to loosen him up a little?
I thought that might be the case when I saw the prop for his strikeouts today. It was only 1.5. And I'm like, oh, is he only going to throw an inning?
I don't know. Or, but they're going to work him in slowly because, again, you know, when you're one of the best hitters in the game, they're not going to ship you to AAA to start working on a rehab assignment.
Nope.
For pitching, you know, nope. So that you're going to be doing simulated games and then you. They take a look at your stuff and say, okay, you're ready. So get on out there, kid. And it's against the Padres, too. What a lineup. You know, Arias and Bogarts and Tatis Jr. Yeah. And, you know, that's just naming three. All that Machado, former Dodger Machado in the state in Dodger Stadium tonight against Ohtani. Come on now.
I mean, that division is stacked.
You know, and while we're on the subject of, you know, Boston, you know, exiles to California. Don Orsillo on the mic.
Another guy they should have never let leave. Just keep rubbing. Just keep rubbing the salt
on that, man. My
wounds are free and bare to the public.
Sorry, pal.
You, Chris.
Sorry, pal.
Yeah. That's a shame.
That's a shame.
This guy over there.
Me?
Yeah.
What am I doing?
Chris Long, we're working on some sound issues, apparently. Some audio issues of Chris Long. I'm seeing him off camera, kind of looking at the screen, like, what's going on? So there he is. He's leaning in right now, working on his, trying to get some sound working here. So 844-204-RICH, number to dial. While we're doing that, speaking of trades over the weekend,
jeez,
the fact that the Memphis Grizzlies got more for Desmond Bane than what the Mavericks got for Luka Doncic is insane.
Well, more than most teams got for anyone.
KCP, Cole Anthony, and four firsts.
Four.
Wow.
For Desmond Bane. Now, the Magic need Desmond Bane. He's apparently one of the best, by metrics, catch-and-shoot three-point shooters in the league.
Yeah.
And they needed those threes massively.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, big time.
So,
yeah, I mean, Desmond Bane, great player, 19-6, 5 assists. Like, he's going to help them tremendously.
Big time.
But four ones?
Four ones. Yeah. Cole Anthony and KCP.
Wow.
Going to Memphis. So
is Ja next?
That's the first shot, if you will, fired of the Well, we're not there yet. Obviously, game five of the NBA Finals is tonight.
Everyone said the NBA offseason is going to be wild, and this is the first.
Well, a week from Wednesday is the NBA draft.
Yeah.
So right away. Joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show, we have not spoken to him in quite some time. He's worked out all of his audio issues. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and the only host of Greenlight with Chris Long podcast. Host, Chris Long. Good to see you.
Hey.
What's up, Chris?
Rich, what's up? I should have been in the NBA. That would have been cool. Why? How much money they're making. Desmond Bane. How much did they give up for Desmond Bane?
They gave up two really good players and four first-round picks, Chris.
Golly, good for him. Good for all those guys.
I mean, you were a big free agent splash back in the day, right, Chris? Weren't you?
Not really. I stayed home. I signed a big deal at home, you know, without really testing the waters. And then I signed like tiny deals late in my career, relatively speaking. But yeah, no, we did fine. It's just making that kind of money to shoot a jump shot. Mm-hmm. Like, that's good stuff.
Is this a mustache you're growing? What's happening?
You know, I don't know if I would call it an aggressive, like, kind of mustache deal, but it's one of those like 5 o'clock shadow with a little bit more on the upper lip.
That's what Dude, back in the day, I tried once to wear a goatee on SportsCenter.
How'd you do? Do we have a picture?
We don't. Because it was one and done. It was one and done because the makeup artist had to draw on the connecting parts on my face. From the
I'm gonna see if I can find it.
There's no way. There's no way you'll find it. It does not exist. I did it once. I got voicemail messages. That's how long ago it was. It wasn't texts. Voicemail messages saying that I had. Somebody said that I had S all over my face on SportsCenter tonight. What happened?
Somebody called you on a landline to tell you when to get a look.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Or hit my pager.
Yeah, you had to call from a payphone.
Yes, an SMS on my BlackBerry. All right. Speaking of old school, how's that for a transition? Here we go. Aaron Rodgers is a Steeler, Chris. How's this going to work out? What do you think? What's your two cents? What do you got?
I think it'll be fun. You know, like fun for the viewer, right? Like a lot more fun than watching, and certainly no shade, but like the next installment of a Mason Rudolph type. You know, there were moments last year where I thought Rodgers' arm looked really live, but there were a lot more moments where I wasn't sure how mobile he was. And obviously, you know, people forecast for a player being better off 2 years removed from that Achilles. And usually that's the case, right? And the stats the last 5-6 game of the season kind of, I mean, that might give people some hope, but I do think that's fool's gold a little bit. Like the problem with doing the whole forecasting on him turning a corner is you don't usually see guys coming off Achilles at this age.
So
I don't know what he's going to be like physically. Mm-hmm. And you know, like if you were to tell me, hey, I think this is an upgrade over Russell Wilson, I wouldn't say I know that for sure. But if it is, how big of an upgrade? Because we always talk about quarterback purgatory. And we talk about, you know, the being in that zone of winning 10 games in the AFC right now. Like, that's not really a zone where you're going to find the future of your franchise the very next year. Now, they have a lot of draft capital in 2 years or next year in the draft. And that's probably where they want to go find their quarterback of the future. But what happens if they win 12, 13 games? I don't think this is a Super Bowl roster. Like, and I don't think that's a hot take to say. You look at the offense, they're going to have to score. Like in the AFC, you got to score. You got to score with Buffalo. You have to score with Cincinnati. Certainly, that's about all they can do right now. Kansas City, you know, they'll play some lower scoring games in the playoffs at times. But all things considered, you have to outscore these quarterbacks. In Baltimore, I didn't even mention. So, you know, in the AFC, it's a tough road to go thinking, hey, we're going to play complementary football and get it done with a, you know, 41, 42-year-old quarterback. And nothing's guaranteed when it comes to his health. I don't know. The marriage with Arthur Smith, you figure you're going to see some play action pass. How do they get into those looks? Can he pull off the footwork that's necessary to do that kind of stuff? I don't know. We'll see. But I worry that they'll just end up in QB purgatory again.
That would be something. I mean, in terms of, you know, Russ is the best – that they looked last year, right, was the Russ Moonball type shots. And if you want to say what Rodgers is expert at, for sure, over the years, you'd say he throws an even deeper, you know, moonshot type of accurate ball, or at least in the past. And now here's DK Metcalf. I'm trying to find the positives here. You know what I mean?
Here's a positive. I mean, he still throws a back shoulder like
nobody else.
It's like a work of art. I mean, really is. Now you talk about like being on the same page and all that. When he was in New York, we had the whole, you know, and I'm not taking a shot, but I don't love seeing stuff that should be worked out in the locker room, worked out, you know, on podcasts and that sort of thing, like internally, like, hey, this guy didn't run his route, you know, yada, yada, yada. Like Metcalf has not always been the most surgical route runner. And you talk about like, if we end up in a situation where somebody's not on the right side of the red line, infamously, like I could see some stuff like that happening and the growing pains being tough. I don't think they have a bunch of firepower outside. I think DK's a hell of a player. But if Rodgers wants it done his way, they're really going to have to get on the same page from a timing standpoint. Like so much of what Rodgers has done lately has been quick game. And when it comes to those throws outside the numbers, like they really have to be on the same page. And so certainly I think time spent from here on out in the building is going to be huge. And that was an issue last year in New York a little bit. So I don't know, man, like I don't want to pour, you know, cold water on the whole thing, because if I'm on the Steelers, I want to go sign a quarterback. I'm a football player. If I'm TJ Watt, this is what I want. I don't have time to wait around for us to find the guy after a year of, you know, unintentional tanking, you know, passive tanking, because we don't have an option at quarterback. Like if I'm a Steelers fan, like I probably want us to find the future. If I'm a player, I want to win right now. And, you know, I'll worry about quarterback purgatory later.
And I guess another thing TJ Watt would like is Myles Garrett's annual salary, right? Like, I mean, like that's right. That's what he's looking for right now. Yeah. Not being at mandatory minicamp, which is definitely not usually his MO. Trey Hendrickson also turning 31 this year. He'd like some money. What would be your counsel to these 30-somethings who rush the passer, maybe have one last bite at a contractual apple?
Especially because you do have one last bite, you know, for Trey, I'd say, hey, hold out until the cows come home. I mean, you deserve it. You led the league in sacks. You know, I think sometimes with Trey, his name gets in the way where like you start your career as one thing and then, you know, people can't get used to what you turn into. And I think there's a bias there implicitly. And I also think part of it is playing for Cincinnati, which is obviously, is a topic we're going to hit, but I do think, for Trey, you got all the leverage in the world. Like, hey, your rookie first round pick is holding out as we speak. So like, what do you got? You got, Osai and Murphy outside. I don't think Murphy had a sack last year, and Osai has not turned into the guy that they probably hoped he would have. No, these aren't bad players, but you need somebody outside to go hunt. And especially coming in an offseason where you're like, hey, the defense was a huge, huge, huge problem last year. And, you know, this is what you got to deal with in minicamp is because of the language in the rookie contract, we're in this situation and our stud defensive end, all-world guy is holding out. So they both have a lot of leverage. And for TJ, I mean, I'm not as familiar with his situation contractually, but I will tell you this, like TJ Watt's supposed to retire a Steeler. And, you know, he's just one of those iconic players that to me, and this is a Joe fan take, like that number 90 right there in black and yellow, to me, that's how he's supposed to come in and that's how he's supposed to go out. And it'd be a real shame if he wasn't able to go out a Steeler because he didn't get paid what he was deserved to be paid. And I think at this level, like nowadays guys in their 30s can really rush into their mid 30s because, you know, the game's a little bit easier on the body and people are taking care of the players. I mean, the newer CBAs don't demand as much on the body. And if you know what you're doing late in your career, like you can survive that way. And so I project success for these guys as rushers you know, maybe more so than I would have 15 years ago. If you're looking at a 31, 32-year-old guy.
Yeah, Watt turns 31 in October, and he's slated to make $21.05 million in the last year of his deal. So that's half of what Myles Garrett is going to earn this year.
And so, yeah, and he's not an ego guy, but eventually you look at him and you're like, come on.
Yeah, exactly. I just think, I don't know. I don't think the Steelers are going to mess around. I think what you just said is they know the same thing, that Watt should go out the way that he went in, which is wearing that 90 for the Steelers. And, you know, and plus this is Rodgers, all the eggs in Rodgers' basket, and a 41 turning 42-year-old quarterback. What are you going to go in and just try and make some sort of contractual stand here? Like, you got one shot with Cam Hayward too, right? Minka Fitzpatrick. I mean, there's some teeth getting longer there. The Bengals are a different story. Have you ever heard of a rookie basically say, you know, this team is interested in winning arguments more than games, and then he leaves camp? Like, that actually happened.
And looks like the adult. Right, like, I mean, he is 21 years old. Like, there's a lot you can do at 21 years old. Like, he kind of looks like an adult to me. And the thing is, the Bengals, fairly or unfairly, have a reputation with this, and they're going through it with a guy that's produced a lot for them. You know, you could say, hey, well, this guy hasn't produced at all. Like, you know, prove it. I mean, the guys that have done the most for you, you're not paying. And, you know, I think Bates left a couple years ago because of money. And there's just, they just have a big kind of reputation for being cheap. And I totally get it. Like, there's a lot that we don't know. Like, I'm not willing to comment, you know, with a ton of specificity on what's going on in the contract, because I haven't seen the contract. And now there's reports saying, hey, the guys that sandwich him in the draft also had this language in their contract. And I'm not sure exactly what the language says. So, you know, be my guest if anybody on the show has seen the contract.
Nope.
But to me, what's interesting is the Bengals' position of need is it's hamstrung right now because of these contract disputes. And it's just kind of like, it's almost no surprise if you've watched the Bengals deal with players over the years. And like, the dates that are relevant, August 5th, of course, then you can't trade him anymore. November 11th, once we hit that point, he can't play anymore this year. And we're talking about Shamar Stewart. You know, I think for him, there's no good option. The best option is probably to hope that they cave at some point. And I think there's reason to believe that they do eventually cave. But I think if he sits out a year and he just says, hey, I'm not going to play football, from what I understand, then he can re-enter the draft. And at that point, anybody with the Bengals can pick him. And that might sound really good, but I don't know that he gets picked in the same spot. I mean, this isn't a guy with a ton of college production, right? You're making kind of a speculative move on him. And then if in that situation, like, there is the chance that the NFL as a group says, well, screw this guy. Like, he's bucking the system, even if the system's screwed up. So you worry about that. And then you worry about, like, overall this year, like, from what I understood, the draft wasn't made up a bunch of blue chip players, which means next year I would venture to guess that he's probably not going to be slotted in the same place. So you got to look at, for him, am I going to make as much money? What does a year of Russ do? What does a year of Russ present like if he plays in another league, like the CFL or something?
Damn, you're going deep with the leverage, man. But I guess you have to I guess you got to game it all out, right?
You got to game it out, because there's just I don't think there's a good answer right now for either side, ironically. Like for the Bengals, to me, I would remove this BS language. Like, I understand some other teams are doing it, but if hypothetically the language states that a player gets suspended for an on-field thing, like leading with the crown of his helmet or landing with all his weight on the quarterback, oh my God, clutch your pearls, 2025 NFL, and this guy gets suspended, that he's going to lose his guaranteed money because of that, I think that is BS. And if it's something that other teams are doing, I think it's something that should be handled. I'm not a contract guy, but that doesn't sit right with me. So, you know, I understand that if you do something terrible, like hit your significant other or drive drunk and cause injury to somebody else, or, you know, we all know the things that, like, collectively we'd be okay with people losing their guaranteed money over. I would not be okay with a player losing their guaranteed money over something on the field that resulted from that player playing their ass off, you know? So if that's the case, I think these teams are messed up to do that. And there has to be some recourse, because this is only once one player does it. And I think the league and college players are going to be watching closely to see what Shamar Stewart does. It could set different precedents. And so I think this is a big deal.
Mm. Before I let you go, Chris Long, did you hear what Cam Ward said he will be doing this summer? Did you hear this soundbite?
Oh, I didn't.
All right. We've got it for you. Cam Ward, at the end of mandatory minicamp, asked what's he going to do between now and training camp start.
It's been good from growing, learning, especially being with the vets, getting our timing down. So I'm excited for the summer.
What's your plan for the next 5 to 6 weeks before you report to camp? And will you gather with your receivers and some of the other quarterbacks and go over things just to kind of refresh everybody?
Just work out, stay in the playbook, and throw the f*** out the balls.
What do you think? I love this guy. I really do love this guy. He's all business. He certainly presents as a really mature cat. So I'm rooting for him. And I think it could be a lot of fun. Their first game, I remember being
Denver. At Denver.
Yeah. That's like, hey, you might want to stay at the facility.
Look out.
The next 4 to 6, bro.
I know. I mean, reigning defensive player of the year out there on one island, Jody Barron on another when he gets signed. Two new 49ers on each level of the defense, Greenlaw and Hufanga. Zach, I mean, that up front. No, I get it. But I just kind of dig him. Listen, we were talking about it last week when the last we heard from him at Miami was him not playing the second half of a bowl game that we were surprised that he started anyway. And then the question about him was want to, you know, did he raise a, you know, red flag by waving a white flag, or did he start a game that he didn't need to? And that shows he's a gamer. I mean, that was the conversation when he left Miami. And now that kind of seems silly, completely silly. Yeah. When you hear this sort of stuff. Chris,
to me, I don't read too much into whatever happened with that. I like, listen, the fact that if he didn't have to play in that bowl game, that's the reality we live in now. If he suited up for it, like, that's right. Actually a positive. I don't want to get back into litigating that, but I will say right. Everything he's done on the path to becoming a draft pick from that point on and post combine and post the draft, like, every soundbite I hear, he just seems like an adult. And you know, teams want adults in the room. And so I think that's encouraging. Now, I haven't seen him throw one football in a regular season game. And we'll see, like I said, the first week of September when they play Denver. But, you know, as far as saying the right things, he's done a good job of that.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited to see that. And what do you think is going to happen in Cleveland before I let you go with the quarterbacks, right?
I wish – fly on the wall. I wish I was actually at these practices so I could see what these guys look like.
Right.
Now, again, we're in the mini camp phase. So I would imagine Joe Flacco starts to, you know, to start the season. Now, a lot of people who probably talk on this show and other shows during the summer, they make a lot of phone calls. I don't. I don't know what the hell is going on. But I would imagine.
Nobody really does, though, to be honest with you. I'm with you. I think Flacco is going to start week one. I think it's the Joes, Flacco v. Burrow. I think that's what's going to happen. At the end of the day.
I think that's what's going to happen. And I think you buy yourself as much time to see who looks like a pro in practice and who's operating that way. And then you give the rookies different shots to succeed during the year. It does feel like they've kind of finally come to grips with the fact that, you know, they got to start over a little bit.
Yeah.
Good on them. Only 3 years late, but, you know, here we are.
Here we are. Chris, thanks for the time. Happy belated Father's Day. To you.
Oh, thanks, man. Thank you.
Absolutely.
You hey, it's a great holiday. You actually wake up in the morning and you feel like nothing, you can do no wrong. Like, it's guiltless, you know, like, you don't feel like you're not doing your chores. There are no chores to do.
Right.
You know, you earned this holiday. You didn't earn your birthday. You earned Father's Day. That's my take.
Yeah. You know what? So, I mean, do you have the approach of you just want to be left alone? Is that your approach on Father's Day? Chris?
Well, you know, the only guilt I felt yesterday was, like, a lot of times you figure, hey, when they ask, what do you want to do for Father's Day? It's kind of a trap because, like,
why is that a trap? I didn't have an answer. Like, what do you want to do? I'm like, I just don't know, which, you know, I think frustrates everybody. Like, I'm not giving any sort of leadership on what I want to do.
What's the holiday about? It's about you. And if you don't know what the hell you want to do, then everybody's job is to sit around and wait till you say, you know what you want to do.
I know.
And if I say I want chicken and waffles in the morning, that's what I got. And that was awesome. And I got to just sit around. It was a nice rainy day and we played video games and hung out. Okay. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. We didn't have internet. That's the problem. I know. I don't know if you heard about that. Somebody apparently snipped the wires here in Los Angeles and the whole city was out. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. That's what happened. So
they have it here in the sticks. On the internet
here, so. Chris Long, I miss you, man. I miss you.
Yeah, miss y'all, man. I'll see y'all soon. We'll get fired up.
Everyone wanna say hi to Chris? You wanna say hi to Chris?
Great to see you, man. You got any plays tonight? What do you got? You got any little action down?
Oh man, I bet because I don't watch enough NBA to really bet with confidence. So what I do is I wait for a team to get down like 7-2.
And then, yep.
I live bet.
Go the other way. Live bet. Okay. Always live bet a big dog in the NBA.
Live bet the dogs, yeah, man. That's okay. All because the game of runs is what I've been told.
Yep. That's what Steve Levy said. It's the NBA. You always make a run. So thanks, Chris. Take care of yourself, bud.
Hey, good seeing y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Long, Greenlight Pod. Miss him.
It does look like a mustache. I'm with you.
It is a mustache. Yeah, He's definitely growing a mustache. I couldn't pull it off. Right. But hey, what you see? I'm out of moves. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. Overreaction Monday coming up next.
This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle, and Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal check for traffic and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. Let's talk Sleep Number, people. If you're like me, then you are just not yourself when you get a bad night's sleep. Look, sleep plays an important, crucial role in recovery. We're all unique in what we need from our bed, too. That's where Sleep Number can step in. Sleep Number smart beds are the best beds for couples because you can individualize each side. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but we like our side of the bed the way that we like it. Being able to adjust your bed's firmness after working out, too, for recovery, it's game-changing. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? I just told you, but I'll do it again. So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. The only bed that lets you make each side firmer or softer whenever you like. Your Sleep Number setting. And now it's the Sleep Number 4th of July sale. Save over $600 on the Sleep Number P5 King Smart Bed, the lowest price of the season. Limited time, exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See the store or sleepnumber.com for details.
Is it true that you met Lorne Michaels as a vendor at Yankee Stadium, the SNL founder?
Yep.
Is that true?
Gate 4. And I was a kid, and my friends told me, that's Lorne Michaels, that's Lorne Michaels. He came out of the player's gate. And I overcharged him for like 3 bats and some Yankee shirt. And then when I became a cast member, I gave him back like $14 and some cents. And he said, what's this for? I said, because I overcharged you for some items. He started laughing. He started dying.
This is when you said game four, like what, the 96 World Series? Is that what that was, Tracy? What do you think?
Let me see what game.
When were you running?
It was a Derek Jeter, no, Mattingly, I think Mattingly was playing.
Okay, so that was probably like 95 or something like that. Okay, so so what were you doing out there? You were selling stuff? So you were
I scalped tickets, I sold souvenirs, and I sold cocaine. And that's when it was $21 a gram. I'm getting 45 regardless of how it go down for me.
So this is true.
Sorry, because I live right up the hill. So I had tickets, I had cocaine, and I had souvenirs.
You had it all. That's what you're saying. Back in the day.
$20, $21 a gram.
And so you sold hats and bats and stuff like that. And that's how you met. And isn't that amazing?
Don't forget the coke.
You got something in there, Rich?
Tracy really was hustle man from Martin back in the day.
Then. I really was.
You really was hustle man.
I worked silver dance, and I was Tony Montana on the side.
When you laugh like that, TJ, it gets me, man. It gets me.
I mean, this man's out there selling all types of stuff.
In the Bronx, New York, in the boogie down Bronx. It's a Monday. Not just any Monday. It's a Monday. It is Overreaction Monday. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
All right, Christopher, what do you have over there? What do you got cooking?
Hey, everybody.
Up for
you guys good?
Over there? We're great.
You guys good?
Seriously, we're really good. Yeah, thanks really for asking. Good. I appreciate
no
it.
I'm very glad you're asking. Rasheed Rice thinks the Chiefs are going to be even better, you know, and explosive. I was looking for the exact phrasing he used.
Sure.
But I was like, whoa, okay, cool. Someone other than the Chiefs is going to win the West this year.
Oh, God. Why are you down on the Chiefs again? Did you see Kelsey's lost 25 pounds? He's dropped 25 lbs.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Rasheed Rice is coming back. Xavier Worthy's going to be there.
Right, everything's trending in that direction they're going to be back to being kind of the explosive Chiefs. But
that's
they were
right.
15-2 last year.
Right.
I feel like that kind of regresses to more a little more back to the mean a little bit. And everyone else in that division is kind of boosted.
How many wins the West? Talk me through this.
Talk you through who
Talk
wins
me through
the
this, Goose.
West.
Talk me through it. How many
Feels
wins?
Feels like if you can get to 12 or 13, that's going to win it.
Who on the screen has got 12, 13 wins? The Chargers, the Broncos, or the Raiders to you? Which one?
Man, I really like Denver. But then, obviously, we love Jim. We like Jim. Show me your lightning bolt.
I'm just going to say right now, I'm not taking this cheese. I'm not taking it. That's an overreaction.
You know, Pete, I mean, obviously you love Pete.
I do love Pete. I think, you know.
Ashton Jenty, Gino.
I'm excited. I'm excited for Brock this Bowers. AFC West. I'm excited for it. But the Chiefs, until it doesn't happen, I will continue to say it will. I'm still singed from my Raiders are going to win the West stance.
You really
of Josh
went out
McDaniels'
on a limb. I mean, that
first
was,
season
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
How'd that work out for me? Number two, still behind the clubhouse leader of worst take in the history of the show. The Heat should not break up their team for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, they probably should have done
okay,
that.
So still, thank you. Move on. Overreaction. What else?
Well, I don't know. No team's going to get three playoffs this season. No division's going to get three playoff teams this season.
Huh. All right. You don't have numbers to back this up, do you? Like the last time that something like that happened?
No, but we obviously have seen every year, you know, there are usually three teams.
The AFC North was that team last year.
The NFC North got a lot.
Both conferences had such an instance. We saw twice last year.
A little more balanced this year, I think.
Okay.
I just don't see it. Even you look at that. So say maybe the Chiefs don't even make the playoffs.
Oh, this
so
guy
it's Chargers
is just
and Broncos.
Absolutely.
Or if you go to the NFC North, maybe the Lions don't make it and it's Bears and Packers. You know I'm talking about? Everybody's going to be a little bit more even this year.
I think this is interesting.
I think the parity kind of levels out this
Not
season.
An overreaction. Not an overreaction. I can't wait to let's put a pin in this. I mean, this is something that we can put a pin in, and we will revisit in half a year. So everybody, set a reminder. Set an alarm on your phone.
You make a note of this.
But this is not that bad.
Just right now.
I'll agree with this.
No Division III.
I'll agree with this. Okay.
Let's just see it more balanced out.
All right.
We've been talking a lot about
Jets and Bills, right?
Sure. Jets and Bills. I mean, it can't get any worse for me. I mean, Rafi Devers just got traded. What am I supposed
to do?
Well,
I mean, same for the Niners, Devers' new team.
There you go.
Right?
Niners and Rams.
And Rams.
Look at us.
Two from the north and one from the south.
Look at us.
Keep slagging on the south as long as you're going to still say that, you know, things stay, you know, dormy otherwise.
Falcons have to make it.
Okay.
You know, I'd like a peaceful house.
What else?
We've been talking a lot about this team, but for the wrong reasons. And last year we watched the dynamic offense be hamstrung by their inept defense.
Yes.
Times are going to change. Trey Henderson's going to get done. Shamar Stewart, he's going to show up. The Bengals are going to win a playoff game this year.
I don't think that's an overreaction. They just get these guys in and play better
defense. Well, they defense. Didn't make the playoffs last year.
I got it. Yeah, well, so. I mean, they almost did, even with all the crap that happened on defense and their usual sluggish start.
That's a great photo.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're not going to lose to the dumbass Patriots in week one. You know what I mean? Like, come on. That's inexcusable.
Call your own team dumbass. I mean, that's
for winning that
something.
Game. That was pretty
that's
dumb.
That's not they an overreaction either. Of course not. I mean, the Bengals are we're the proverbial don't want to face them team. Don't make sure they don't make the playoff team.
Yeah, but it didn't matter. You knew even if they scored 40, you were going to score 41.
I think you and I are saying the same thing.
Okay,
but we sound like we're arguing with each other.
I think they're going to be good.
I don't think this is an overreaction either. It's just only one other team's going to make the division.
Maybe I should have said they win the division.
Well, I mean, then now you're overstepping. I mean, the Ravens are still existing, correct?
I mean,
right? They had a DeAndre Hopkins,
they
didn't they?
Folded, no.
I don't know. Maybe,
okay,
maybe
just stop. Just stop with the win. Not an overreaction. I'll buy that one too.
All right,
you're 2 for 3.
Oh,
sort of like Aaron Judge on a nightly basis,
except against the Red Sox.
He still did pretty well this weekend.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
He nearly hit you in the back of the head in Encino on Friday night until they made some stupid decision in the 10th inning.
Really helped with all.
And they got really a nice assist from replay assist. But what else, Chris? What else you got over there?
Well, Rich, it's funny you bring up Aaron Judge because, I mean, after that weekend in Boston, it's time to be worried about Aaron Judge. 1 for 12 this weekend, Aaron Judge.
Okay.
I think it's time to be worried about him a little bit.
Okay.
I think it's maybe you should think about trading him. That's kind of what I'm saying.
To you?
Franchise
to
dump, you need a salary dump.
Yeah.
I think he's becoming an albatross.
No.
And I think, you know, obviously we see his struggles in the postseason. I think it's maybe time to start thinking about moving on.
Understood, Chris, that... you don't grasp the concept of paying and holding on to your superstars.
Well, no, we pay.
As opposed to, you know, sending them out west. As a matter of fact, the Yankees prevented Judge from landing in California, unlike the three guys from your 2018 team that aren't with you anymore. I think right now, I think this is probably boring to some. Boring to some. Listen. Congrats on sweeping the Yankees.
Hottest team in baseball, the Boston Red Sox.
And now they have the fan base that is running the hottest as well. So congratulations to you.
God, I hate them
stupid.
So much.
Listen, the Aaron Judge, so the fact that he's hitting .390 in the middle of June.
He's not anymore.
I know he's not anymore, but the fact is his numbers are stupid.
.378.
You can make the case that he's the best right-handed hitter in the game, or the best right-handed hitter you've ever seen.
Since World War II.
Okay, so great.
Yeah, I'd be worried about him if I was you.
Okay, all right. This guy.
Watching.
Why are you? You know what? Try harder. You know
at what?
At using this real estate for actual conversations instead of like, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna spend.
Well, we jumped ahead to that. That was one of the last. That was the trolling one. Is usually the last one. We jumped ahead because you brought up Judge.
Okay.
Here's a real one though. Watching the U.S. Open over.
So you're producing on the fly.
Yeah. Cohorts with my teammate, my cousin.
Right. Yeah.
Watching the U.S. Open, right, over the weekend and the conditions and the way the course was.
Yes.
And Sam Burns definitely got screwed by the water ball at the end on 15. Further drives home the point why every Super Bowl has to be played in perfect conditions.
What are you talking about? So What's your point? That this shows
the
you...
The point is that the U.S. Open was kind of unplayable the way the course was set up
play
because
golf
of the rain.
Should they turn it into the indoor sport? Like, is that what you're saying? Dome the U.S.
Open?
No,
I'm saying it further drives home the point. Would you want to see a Super Bowl played in absolute pouring rain, side winds, and terrible conditions? Exactly.
Right.
So the most important tournament of the year, arguably the United States Open, shouldn't be played in these conditions either.
So what do? You wait until the rain moves?
Wait until it's nice
like today
out.
We should be playing today.
Yeah.
You know who wouldn't like that? NBC.
Well, tough.
Oh, what do you mean tough?
The players all hated it.
Chris.
And so it you wouldn't the Super Bowl shouldn't be played in bad conditions.
Right.
And neither should the top golf tournaments.
Right. You know who would not have been seeing JJ Spahn's comeback? Everyone who's working today. Come
probably
on,
would have been just been watching it all on right. their.
Do you got one more?
Well. Wow,
you have one more?
You really shot that one down.
I sure did.
I don't like that at all.
TJ, help me out here.
I mean, it was golf. I let you two fight.
This
that
is
stuff
your,
out.
You tapped out on golf, huh? Yeah.
Me and George Kittle talk wrestling. You guys can fight.
Hey, the best stick work you could say all weekend long was Rory McIlroy throwing his stick. It hit his golf bag and popped right back in his hand, and he caught it.
I did see
it. Hey, at least you saw that.
I saw that one.
Okay, very good.
Kevin Durant, guys, is going to get moved, and he has a list of teams that he would prefer to go to. Rockets, Heat, San Antonio. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at a Durant plus Wemby and Fox equals Spurs in the Western Conference Finals next year.
That's not a... I mean, I don't know what the West, man. Every single year now, it could be anybody getting hot and making a run. But how about listen, the Suns they're not happy with what the return is for Durant? Is that what, that's initial thing?
That's the report so far, yeah.
Guess what? I mean, you have no leverage.
Zero.
Right?
You have no leverage.
Zero.
Durant is going to go where he wants to go. That's his MO. That's been his MO of his entire career. He is that good. He can win anyone a championship by joining their team. With Wemby and Fox and Durant and the rest of those young guys, they could absolutely make the Western Conference Finals. This is not an overreaction. They're also, because they're the Spurs, drafting second overall, right? In a couple of Wednesdays, because that's what the Spurs do.
Right.
So, yeah, this wouldn't surprise me at all, but it also wouldn't surprise me. It's like the Suns are like, wait a minute. Desmond Bane just went for two good players and four first-round picks. You know what Durant should get, but Durant wants out. Everyone knows that you're up against the apron. Words that I've never thought I would say with any seriousness, but you got one more over there?
Yeah, we need one more.
Okay.
No. All right, we'll get one more.
Thank you.
One more, guys, here on an Overreaction Monday on the 16th of June, 2025. I'm done watching the Red Sox this year. It's over. I'm not watching a single game the rest of the year. Screw this team.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, Matt. I apologize that you lost one of the best players of your lifetime. Certainly against my team, which is your hated rival, who currently actually leads the division, is the team you have to beat. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Oh, this is not good right here. Yeah, that's not you.
He wore the mask yesterday, too.
Yeah, well, one last Wally mask wearing.
And then the dumbass social media team, I know they have nothing to do with it, and they're just doing their job. Mm-hmm. They post the thank you, Rafi, for all, and they play this 3-minute video of him from his rookie year to now. Forget that. What are we doing?
That video's dumbass, but not the headgear. That's not dumbass.
No.
Okay.
Again.
Great. All right.
You hate fun.
No, I don't hate fun.
I hate the Red Sox. Good night.
There you go.
I'll do you.
Ladies and gentlemen. Good one, Jay.
Thanks.
Enjoy that new drop.
I am.
Is O'Shea here? Is he here yet?
I haven't.
I don't know.
How would I know?
You are doing no contest wrestling after this is over, right? You are doing that?
I haven't moved from this spot in 2.5 hours.
And if he's here, we'll put him on. If not, he won't. Like it's.
Well, you know when he's simple. Here, he just walks calls. Right out and
he just walks out and sits down.
We don't know where O'Shea is.
We would have heard him, I guess.
We would have heard him.
We know where Rich Ackerman is.
Ackerman.
In his update chair. Bring me Ackerman. Oh, my gosh. Brockman is Wally.
I had so much fun like a week ago.
It's all good just a week ago.
With a Venmo debit card, you can Venmo more than just your friends. You can use your balance in so many ways. You can Venmo everything. Need gas? You can Venmo this. How about snacks? You can Venmo that. Your favorite band's merch? You can Venmo this. Or their next show? You can Venmo that. Visit Venmo.me/debit to learn more.
You can Venmo this, or you can Venmo that. You can Venmo this, or you can Venmo that.
The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Card may be used everywhere MasterCard is accepted. Venmo purchase restrictions apply.
My day kicks off with a refreshing Celsius energy drink. Then straight to the gym. Pre-K pickup, back home to meal prep. Time for my fire station shift. One more Celsius, gotta keep the lights on. When the 3-alarm hits, I'm ready. Celsius. Live. Fit. Go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
Back here on the program, lots on Instagram over the weekend. Lots. I mean, seeing you dressed as a member of the Titanic.
Yep.
Presaging the the Devers trade.
Yeah, first class.
Look at you right there, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
That's not steerage. Look at you in front of the plateware, too.
Oh, yeah.
Where was this?
This was at the Langham Hotel in Pasadena.
It sounds like the type of hotel where there's a silent H.
Yeah.
Like the Langham?
Langham?
Langham.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'd never been there. It was really nice.
Did you get out on the dance floor?
I did.
Let's see some of this work. Because,
yeah.
You know, I get made fun of. Susie sends you me doing some sort of dance move
sure.
in the stands
sure.
With Taylor at yep. a UCLA basketball game, mm-hmm. which I'm allowed to do as father of the year.
No one said you weren't.
Best dad ever.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What's with the hands?
I don't know.
That's him having fun.
That's pretty well lubricated.
Were you?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Not in the hips. Yeah. You're talking about actually.
Wow. See?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm about to make a name for myself.
That's not Sarah, is it? Who is that?
No, that's Al Madrigal's wife, Kristen. Yeah.
She was the hostess of the evening?
Yeah. We were their guests.
Okay. The ones who made you dress up like this, essentially.
Yes. Ah. Well, I think Yeah. I'll blame them.
You know what? Susie and I have been to a couple of parties where, remember I said I was going to a white party?
Mm-hmm.
And there was another one that we went to where, we found out like a couple hours before.
Oh, geez.
Even though it was invited a long time before, a dress-up party. We just showed up anyway.
Yeah. Didn't dress up?
No.
I don't think we would have been allowed in if we weren't properly dressed. Yeah.
But you're a tight-knit group, right? I mean...
Well, it was, you know, Pasadena High Society type event.
Oh.
And it was like every dude had the same Men's Warehouse rented tails tux. And some of them had red sashes.
Oh, my God.
I think they were important.
Like they're an ambassador to someplace?
That seemed like it. And then,
serious?
I am serious. So it was like a debutante ball for the 19-year-olds. It's like they've been doing it for 60-something years over there.
Look at that lovely couple.
And some of the presenters had white gloves, the men, and then the fathers. It was quite the scene.
So I'm looking at the vest right there. There are no stressed buttons at all, man. Is that the watermelon diet at work?
It was the watermelon diet at work.
Nothing.
Like I said, I lost 7 to 8 pounds last week, really going for it. And then also the shirt was so puffy, but that was the design.
Yeah.
I had to get it cinched in the back because I wanted
great.
It. Thank you.
You look really well put together.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that.
I like it.
Not at all as bad as you were trying to make it out.
No. I felt ridiculous, I guess, when I tried it on. And then now that the finished product, everyone was.
And by the end of the night, was Sarah on the boat and you floated away?
Yeah, I just kind of waved.
All right.
No, I went down with the ship.
Was that your Celine?
There's nothing.
Oh, my God. Careful.
Wow.
Careful.
Wow.
Hit
the high
note. Don't stress yourself over there,
I'm
buddy.
I got to save my voice.
For what? For no contest wrestling?
Come on, baby. I got to do a lot of talking.
Who's on the pod?
O'Shea.
You have no guests? Your guest list this week?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many people here.
Your next one's at Fanatics Fest this weekend.
Yeah, man. How about that?
I know. That's on Saturday. Chris and I are doing overreaction Monday early in the day, and then you're doing late.
Oh, no. After I put it out there. Remember I said that's what I wanted?
What'd you put out there?
A lot of stuff, really, but there's not enough time. We'll see you tomorrow.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. Ronnie in Indiana's been hanging on for 2 hours.
Ronnie.
Bless your staying power, sir.
I'm doing good. Hey, thank you. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Hold on a second, Ronnie. Ronnie, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Yeah, usually
I'm at work. I just ran somewhere quiet real quick.
No, usually that's what you started with, is in response. Like, we're reversing,
we're engineering this whole conversation. Ronnie just assumed that we were going to ask that.
I'm sorry, we've been waiting 2 hours. I shouldn't treat you that way. What's on your mind, Ronnie?
So I just had a what's more likely.
Oh.
And, sorry for TJ, you catching the stray, but
grabbing the stick,
also
Ronnie.
A Giants fan.
Hold on a second, Ronnie. Because Ronnie, hold on, Ronnie, because you've been waiting 2 hours. Yeah. Do you want the animation? Do you want the production value?
Yes.
All right, hit it. Go ahead, hit it. Hit it.
What? What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
Do you want to ask Ronnie how he's doing?
Hey, Ronnie, how's it going, man?
Okay.
You good?
We already did this.
Yeah, hey, I'm good, Chris. Thank
okay, great.
You
got it.
Asked and answered. All right, Ronnie, what's your what's more likely?
Not going to like this
All
one.
Right, well, what's more likely? Will TJ sign the release of fandom contract, or will we have to write one up for Brocknik?
Mm. I can tell you right now.
Hold on a minute.
I tell you right now.
Minute, hold on a minute. I got the bandwagon fan transfer for Del Tufo.
Yep.
I've got the Billy in Cleveland wearing off all Cleveland teams forever. I've got the Corey in Iowa trying to sign for Dallas Cow. Here we go. Here's TJ's release of fandom right there. I would say it's more likely that you want one, the papers drawn up, than TJ signing this.
I would like some drawn up, yeah.
Ronnie, how you would respond?
I would like some drawn up.
Yes, I think there should be some drawn up for sure, because either Crochet or Duran is going to be on the Rockies by next year.
Wait, hold on, which team?
The Rockies.
Well, which team was that?
The Rockies. Because Chris is going to have to pick an NL West team. It's going to have to either be the Dodgers, the Giants, the Rockies, or the Padres.
Hmm. I don't know about Crochet being.
That's where all the
Crochet's not going anywhere. By the way, that would be great if Crochet goes. If send them all out.
I mean, I'm a better Yankee fan after this weekend as well.
Ronnie in Indiana, everybody. Way to hang on for 2 hours to deliver the content. I appreciate it, Ronnie.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
Come on out here, O'Shea. You're late.
I've been waving this dude in.
Has he been? I didn't even know.
I've been waving him in like I'm a third base coach right now.
There is, by the way, there's a communication device where you can get in my ear and say, O'Shea standing there.
Yeah, TJ, get in his ear.
I'm looking at you going, hey, come in, like, you know.
Listen,
like
I'm an actor. You don't go in front of cameras while throwing. Listen, you got to wait for the sign.
Okay.
This guy.
Yeah, man.
Well, good to see you.
Is it? Is it? I feel like it is, too.
I was being genuine. Hossa.
Thank you, Rich.
Hostile work environment.
Hostile
work
environment. What's happening? Yep, He's hostile. This is a hostile guest chair.
Yep, because you guys got people in here. I don't know. I don't know what's happening today. Y'all changed, obviously.
Things are changing. That's what I'm saying.
So here we go. I get here.
It's okay.
All right.
It's all right.
Okay, bro.
Luca's lost weight. We're gaining people. That's what's happening.
Life is good.
Oh, shit, you bring me a Dodgers hat today?
What?
Yeah, he said the Red Sox traded his guy away. He's pissed about Devers
being
traded.
He's ready to jump.
Tommy's starting tonight. He's ready to go.
I'm ready to jump.
Yeah, he wants the bobblehead. They traded him for a dude with a four and a half and six and a half ERA.
And then they traded for a guy who immediately said he was going to start against the Dodgers, and they sent him to the minors.
Yeah, we sent him down.
Welcome to the Red Sox.
You guys seem like you're having a great time. The Dodgers, they pay your players. The fans are fun. Like I like this vibe.
Listen, you're welcome.
No,
please,
don't
please
feed the animals.
Please, come on. Let me just draft that whole desk.
Oh shit, come on, man. Here. We'll be back to wrap this show up on the Roku channel. No Contest Wrestling coming into your ear gate and pod gate after this show.
Yeah.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.